fellow Freedom fans. We're going to get back to this healthcare thing. Our number here, as you heard from Bethany, is 888-850-1872. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is I pulled this thing off up on the internet, and I'm going to play something. You're going to hear a little noise from our little electronic thing kicking in the background. It's a congressman from Colorado, and I want you to listen to what he says, and I'm going to listen to what he says, and we're going to try to use a little critical thinking, not in the modern day critical thinking, a Kool-Aid thinking. We're actually going to try to pick apart what he says and see what it means, and then to challenge it in our minds to see whether it's credible. That's kind of a strange thing to do, but I want you to tune in here, and we're going to see what this congressman has to say at a town hall rally.
Some people trust the government more than insurance companies. Some people trust insurance companies more than the government, and that's fine.
I'm going to get this again, but he said some people trust the government more than insurance companies. And some people trust insurance companies more than the government, as if that's all we're dealing with. Is that all we're dealing with right now? We have the government and we have insurance companies. This hints that this congressman believes that the government is our savior. That the government is our savior. His name is Congressman Jared Polis. He's from District 2 in Colorado. I want you, again, we're going to hear what he says. I think I'll back it up just a little bit.
No, there's people who do. People trust the government more than insurance companies. Some people trust insurance companies more than the government. And that's fine. I know you know. There's people who do. So what I hope we can accomplish if we have a fair public option that's in the bill is those who trust the government more can say, we're not putting insurance companies in the middle between me and my doctor. I want the government in the middle between me and my doctor. Those who say, I don't want the government. I want insurance companies between me and my doctor. They can choose that. So
now, is that true? He pulls, and I wonder if he has actually thoroughly read the bill or just scanned it. It's an 1,100-page bill that I've gone through, and it's been kind of difficult. But his point was that he said that if you want the government to be your protector, then you can do that. If you want the insurance company to be your protector, then you can do that. Now, on the surface, and if you look at this bill, you know what? In some sense, he's right. The problem is, overall, the government is completely controlling all options. There would be a privatized or almost like a farmed out appearance of private insurance industry on one side and the government on the other side. But what is actually absolutely having to be covered is being controlled by a health czar who's going to determine a moral question, a lawful question, a biblical question with regard to whether or not the government is subsidizing murder. It's available, as we just went through the healthcare bill, it's either going to cover abortion and toenail surgery and your skin problems, dermatology, and health for your heart and things like that. It's either going to help you and do those things, including abortion and the murder of the unborn, or it's not going to cover any of it. Yes, the bill doesn't say abortion. Neither does it say cardiac care. It doesn't say cardiac care. It's just generally accepted. Generally accepted by whom? So he says, if you think the health insurance industry is your protector, you can have them to stand between you and your doctor. Well, that's true, sort of. But at this point, he's not explaining, and he may not understand that the health insurance company from this point on isn't going to have a lot of choice. This is healthcare martial law. The sky is falling. We have totally had a horrible, think about it. Well, you know what sky is falling right now? The federal government's program of Social Security, Medicare, that they sold a bill of goods to the duped and I think complacent generation of the 1930s. Wicked and adulterous generation of the 1930s, what they sold to them is a dysfunctional, doomed to destruction system. We've got emergency here. We're going to be bankrupt by the year 2010, 2015, 2025, or whatever it's going to be, the so much percentage of, if we don't solve this problem, we're going, who are we? No, the United States federal social, basically, there's, it's like two worlds there. You got the constitutional laws, constitutional government of the federal United States that is really not spending that much. If you look at their budget from their own government website, the amount that they're spending on those things listed in the Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution is not that bad, except the military, huge military expenditures compared to everything else. But that still is in the Constitution. It's in Article 1, Section 8. The unconstitutional, outside the Constitution operations, which takes over 30% of their spending, is the social welfare benefit and the strange loan issues that are supporting the dumb thing. See, part of that debt is the supposed quasi Ponzi scheme criminally. I mean, somebody ought to be held accountable that they say, oh, we're going to take all this money you've been paying since 1933 and put it in the trust. There's no trust. They've been spending it. They've been stealing it. They owe it to you. So not only do they have to pay today what people are paying out of their pockets, they're also having to pay debt. Okay? It's just an insane, mismanaged, immoral, unlawful, unconstitutional, just mess. And the way to solve it, oh, we've made a mess of things, so we need to take and have a healthcare police state. And again, the healthcare thing isn't a problem, folks. It's a symptom. Mr. Obama, if you don't like what he thinks, he is not the problem. He is not the problem. He is demonstrating, as I've told people, he is what they've wanted me to be. He is my age. He was born in 1961. So he's born a few months prior to me. And he is what the educational system has been trying to form into our society. The educational, media, entertainment, educational system, which has been principally immoral and anti-God, anti-Christ, principally for quite a while now, these are the consequences of certain behaviors. That's it. Our number here is 888-850-1872. Has this congressman, does he really, he may believe what he's saying. He may not be just trying to mince his words. Like some people say, it does not say that it's going to provide for abortions. And it doesn't say that it's going to provide for cardiac care either, sir. It doesn't. Is it? Oh, is it truthful to say it's going to provide for cardiac care? Hey, you know what? We don't know. It's whimsical. There's going to be a benevolent dictator who's going to determine what these things are. And I'm sure as it eventually gets to bankruptcy, we'll see what happens there. See, maybe they're just putting off the restructuring of the entire government. Of course, we may have Judgment Day come before then, too, so we don't have to worry about it. I'm going to go to my notes, and I'm going to read straight out of the health care bill. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read out of the health care bill. I'm going to go to page 28 and 29 because it's going to be talking about no cost share. Now, that's interesting that we're going to find out. Oh, we're going to find out there's certain portions of the bill which you've heard about. And I think people have wondered about, but I'm going to read it. And for some, it's going to sound really good. But if you think about it, it's kind of weird. It's kind of extreme. It says it's about cost share. Requirements relating to cost sharing. This is on page 28 of the bill going into page 29. And minimum actuarial, I can't even say the word. No cost sharing for preventative services. The cost share for the basic plan would be you pay 30%, the government and all your neighbors pay 70%. There's an enhanced plan that's 85% will be covered by your neighbors and the government, and I guess your premiums that you pay. The remainder will be paid by you, the 15%. Then there's this premium plan, and that's where everything gets paid for by 90%, 95%. Now, that's great for... Now, what's interesting about that? Bless their heart, it's very loving toward those people who have congenital heart defects or something. They're problem solved. That's fantastic. You know what they could do? I mean, even think of this one. You say, hey, folks, we got these people with no fault of their own. They have this heart condition. And you know, we're going to solve this problem. We're going to take care of them because people with heart conditions can't take care of themselves. And we're going to allow family members and church and community organizations to take care of them. But you know what? If nobody's willing to take it up, we're going to give them an application form. And what we're going to do is we're going to take care of them. In fact, we're going to give you a block on your tax form to say not that you want to give a dollar to give to a political campaign, that you're going to give a dollar to somebody to pay for their heart troubles or whatever it is because they're disabled. We're going to give you the opportunity to get in there. Now, that's something you could do. I think so that would benefit certain people like that, because if their heart's bad, they can't work, and you know, and maybe they don't have a family. Who knows? Who knows what kind of things happen? But then there's also another group that, just because of their lifestyle, the odds of them not destroying themselves and making themselves sick because of certain gratification activities that they are engaged in, I mean, they very well may be extremely cheap for them to pay into the 95% plan because they know they're going to have the consequences of their actions not be nearly as accountable as they were before, except for, you know, it's appointed for man once to die, then the judgment. But watch this. No cost sharing for preventative services. There shall be no cost sharing under the essential benefits package. So it'll be free. You get 100% paid for preventative items and services as specified under the benefit standards, including well baby and well child care. So all your vaccinations will be paid for by the team, by Team America. So that means Big Pharma is sure to stay in business as long as they got enough people to keep them in business, right? There shall be no cost sharing under. I wonder, does that mean a health plan, like say a health club? You can get 100% of your health club dues paid for by the community. Maybe your health club is your Turkish bath. Who knows what kind of crazy things that you can have subsidized? That's a weird thought, something to think about. I bet you hadn't thought of that, but that's what it is. So there's this thing about everything that's positive and it may be I'll join a health club that feeds me and my family. You know, I don't know. I'm sure there's going to be creative abuses of this that, you know, it's part of worshiping nature. I guess it's all real good. So now here's something that I thought was scary, because it says you can have your own insurance. You can have your own bonus insurance. It's got to meet all these other things. It's got to be able to participate in utero infanticide and assisted suicide. But watch this. In use of co-payments, and they've said, we're not here to undercut these private insurance companies. Watch this. Use of co-payments. In establishing cost-sharing levels for basic, enhanced, and premium plans under this subsection, the secretary shall, to the maximum extent possible, use only co-payments and not co-insurance. So if you do have some other kind of thing, guess what? It's going to be a hassle to get this your own private thing to actually kick in the payments. So there's going to be a little bit of a hassle on you and them if you want to actually have them pay for your services if it isn't the main government plan. Thank you for calling the Eagle 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
David, thank you, and you're welcome. And I was going to ask you, David, if you could tell myself and the listeners, and I'll hang on the line if it doesn't offend you, but what you think the definition is of privatization.
That's a good question.
Yes, because I've been listening to you since I knew you were even on the air, here at least locally, and I don't mean to be offensive, but I think you kind of are bouncing up and over it at times, kind of like, you know, the old Pac-Man gang or something, but you get it right sometimes, and then you miss it. And
Hey, I got to take a break real quick, so stay on the line, and we're going to take a break. You're going to come back to the Faith and Freedom Show on the Eagle 104.3 FM. Tune in to our faithfreedoms.org, and again, the number 888-850-1872.